fucking voice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
¿cómo está? Es Agustín Rosado llamándole.
Okay.
Yo estaba hablando con una chica de ahí, o una compañera suya, o con Becky era, no sé. Quería hablar yo con la coordinadora mía. Se llama ella Damaris.
¿De parte de qué?
Bueno, ¿qué? Tengo un problema. Tengo que hablar con ella.
¿Cuál agencia estás buscando?
Damaris.
¿Cuál?
Open Arms, ¿verdad? Open Arms, ¿verdad?
Okay. Nosotros somos Family First. ¿Estás buscando para cambiar agencia?
No. ¿Qué agencia estoy llamando yo ahora?
Family First.
No. ¿Dónde está localizada su oficina?
En Winding Drive.
No. Yo estoy buscando otra compañía. Perdóname. Fue que Google... Yo busqué en el número. Estoy tratando de llamar a Open Arms en Frankfurt Avenue, Philadelphia.
Okay, you want to change agencies for a better pay rate?
No, I need to speak. Yes, there's going to be another agency. I'm going to pick somebody else out, but I need to close down. I'm a client. I'm supposed to be being taken care of. I've been beaten. I've been abused. I've been neglected. So I am trying to file that report and finish off with that company and hire somebody else. But
okay.
I don't even have a home yet. I don't know what's going on with me right now. So I can't.
Where
no,
are you
I can't
living
go
now?
With,
where are you living?
On the street.
So you don't
I'm homeless.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, they fucked me up and threw me out yesterday, you know. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not
the police
good.
And everything is involved in this. This is why I need to get a hold of her. To see what they're going to do with me.
Right. I understand. I'm very sorry to hear that. But look, let me give you my number, okay?
Yeah.
And call me back I can take down your information, and I'll have my intake team help you out.
All right, my number is 262-1325. My name is Agustin Rosado.
I'm very well
insured, so it's not
going to
be an
name.
Issue.
Right, no worries.
A-G-U-S-T-I-N.
H-G-U?
No, A-G-U-S-T-I-N.
And your
Rosado, R-O-S-A, D as in David, O as in Oscar.
And your date of birth?
07221969. 1-910-44-97. 653-873-8456. You got all my identity there. There you go.
Okay. One second. How many hours did you get approved?
Ten.
Seven
days a week. 10 hours a day. 7 days a week.
70 hours a week.
70 hours a week, yes.
And what's your home address that you had before? I'm going to put in an address, and we can always update it when you find the new
place. The address was 1436 Tudor Street, but I'm not there.
What's the name of the street? 1436?
T-U-D-O-R Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19111.
Okay, thank you. Which county? Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Okay, awesome. This is the best number to reach you?
Yes. The only number you can reach me at is that number.
Okay, one second. Let me look up your Medicaid. Are you with Keystone First?
Keystone First Choice. And, well, now I changed over. It's New Year's Eve, right? So as of tomorrow, it's going to be Humana Gold and Keystone First Choice.
All right. 1 minute. Okay, you said your date of birth is 6/7/1969?
No, so no, mamita. July, Julio, 22/1969.
Again, 6?
July, which is 7.
Okay, I'm sorry,
month,
right.
Month number 7.
Right.
Day 22.
Okay.
Of July, 1969. You got me?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. So, yeah, I need a new agency, yes, but I don't have a permanent residence right now.
But why is it not coming up? You said you're with Keystone First. Your first name, you spell A-G-U-S-T-I-N?
Correct.
Last name R.
Yes. Hold on. I have my insurance cards on me. Even though I'm not at home, I'm at a friend's house. I'm safe. Police already came. They checked on me. Here is the information that you need. I got you right here. Maybe in a second. Oh, that's the American Express card. As of midnight tonight, I will be on Humana Gold Plus.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And my member ID number is going to be 8750-17064.
So 8750.
Harry, 750-17064. Now, you want the other one.
Yes.
Here's the rest of my information. So my Medicare number for the Medicare insurance card is going to be 4YH. You listen, it's Xavier 5.
Let me ask you, let me try. Do you see any Medicaid number there?
I have a Medicaid number for you. You want the Medicaid? Yes.
Yes.
Hold on. I have my Medicaid here. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Thanks.
I was giving you Medicare. Here's my Medicaid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. My Medicaid number is going to be YXM200-677-039.
Okay. And do you mind if I look it up also through your social security number?
19160-4497.
19160-4497. Okay, thank you so much. Give me just a second and I'll be with you. 19160-4497.
That's correct.
Date of birth is 7/22/1969.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, I got it here. Thank you so much.
¿Qué pasó fue? Está la policía, todo el mundo está envuelto con esto, porque el que estaba supuesto estar cuidándome no vino a trabajar. Ayer vino un inquilino que vive en la casa y me metió una escalpiza que, bueno, tuvo que venir la policía y todo eso. Entonces, mi novia estaba ahí y me sacó de la casa y me trajo a la casa de ella, pero yo no puedo vivir aquí. No es mi dirección es esa, la que yo te di. Y ellos lo van a meter preso por lo que hicieron. Llevé 4 días sin comer. Hoy vine a comer porque un vecino, amigo mío, donde vive mi novia, me invitó a cenar con él. Y conjunto con la policía al lado mío. Porque ellos me tienen amenazado para matarme. ¿Tú me entiendes? Estoy bajo protección, sí. ¿Comprende?
Yes, I understand. Sí, entiende. So ahora...
Pero yo no tengo toda mi... No tengo ni ropa. Todo está en mi casa allá. y no puedo ir allá porque me quieren matar porque yo los reporté.
So you had issues with your caregiver?
Yes.
Wow. You know the caregiver, his family?
Or his name is Ismael Pagan.
It's from the agency?
The agency is Open Arms.
Uh-huh. Wow.
That's who I'm trying to get a hold of because she was trying. She told me, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, the cops were at my door.
Wow.
And
sorry.
She asked me where I was at. I was at 404. Right now, I'm not at 404. I'm at 407.
Wow.
I'm at a friend's house. So, the next thing is, if this girl decides to throw me the fuck out again, I'm sleeping under the bridge tonight. Period.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So, I called DHS for adults. Everybody keeps telling me, I'll call you back in 5 minutes and nothing's happening. Just the police, yes. They're around. They know my situation. I'm not bothering anybody. But I need some help.
Right, of course.
I go to a shelter. What shelter? There is no shelter here.
No, right. No, you want to go home. So, let me tell you, I'm happy to help you, okay?
Okay.
Do you want me to help you with a caregiver from our agency, or do you want to have your own?
No. How are you going to get me? Listen, how can I? Wow. Let me calm down a little bit. Hold on.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm here to help.
All right. Listen, I. ¿Cómo tú me vas a dar otro caregiver si no tengo hogar? ¿Para dónde van a verme? Bajo el puente donde voy a dormir. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Sí,
que no tengo dónde. No tengo habitación.
Right, I understand. So let's try. Let's hope you can go back home to your home. So
I
you
can't
can
go home.
For how long? Did they tell you?
Listen. I can't go home. If I go home, you may as well just bury the... Get a shovel, because they're going to fucking kill me. That's the situation I'm in. I can't go home.
Right. Right. I understand. Okay, so... let me see 1 minute.
I know, Lord, you're trying to help me, but all I need for you to do is have DHS look into this. Please, I need help.
Right. Okay, so let me see what I can do. In the meantime, I'm gonna have my intake team give you a call, maybe on Monday or Friday, what do you think? And we're gonna check in with you and see if you already found a place or what is going on. And we'll be happy to help you out and settle everything.
If I'm alive, you have my number.
Okay. You will be.
I don't think so.
Yes, you'll be good.
No, I won't.
I'll pray for you.
Listen, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you get a hold of Open Arms for me? Can you see if you can intervene with this, be an advocate for me to speak to their supervisor there at that office? Because that's what the agency was. that I was under. So in order for you to help me, I need you to help me. I need to get a hold of them and find out why they haven't called me back and what they're going to do about this, because I don't want to file no lawsuits against anyone.
Right.
I just want this rectified, and that's it.
Right. So let me...
Because right now I'm homeless. It's cold as shit outside. Where am
right.
I going to sleep tonight?
Right.
I'm
going
to
so
die
let...
out there.
No, I understand. So let me Google, let me search for you their phone number. Maybe you want to call them?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of them.
Okay, 1 second.
Open Arms. That's what it's called. It's called Open Arms. They're all located.
Yep.
They're located on Frankfort Avenue. They're located on Frankfort Avenue in Philadelphia. Every time I call them, it goes to voicemail. So
let me give you
I'm
their phone number.
You.
Let me give you their correct phone number.
What's the correct phone number? Hold on. Oh, I'm sore. Hold on. Give me a second. Arch, I need a piece of paper. We have to write a number down, Arch. Hold on. It's a monitor. She's going to give me a phone number. I need to write it down. That's a direct number to Open Arms. She's giving it to me.
All right.
So I need... No, Andito, él tiene 82 años, amigo mío. Estamos, como, estoy estrellado, como me golpearon, se me hace difícil. So, él me va, mis brazos no trabajan como los tuyos. Mis brazos son en metal. Y la espina dorsal también. So, dame el número ahora, por favor.
Sure.
Estoy listo.
Okay, it's 267.
Uh-huh.
267-900-3127.
127-931-27,
no? Sí, perfect.
Perfect. All right, call me back. I'm going to call them now because I'm going to suspend services with them. And then you and I will talk again when your team calls me on Monday, okay?
Okay. What did I want to say? Okay, let me tell you, our agency's name is Family First, okay? So if my team calls you, just know that it's for your services, okay?
Okay, Family First, right?
Got it, yep.
And where are you located at?
We're on Winding Drive, but you don't have to come to the office because...
Winding Drive!
You know where that
what?
Is?
No, what city?
In your city, Philadelphia.
In Philly?
Yep.
What? Yep. No, what part
but
of
But don't worry,
what
you don't have to... You don't have to come to the office because, you know, nowadays people don't want to come to the office all the way... So we do everything.
They always make me come to the office. That's why I'm asking you, where are you located?
We're out.
They always want me to come in the office.
Really? We don't do that because
yeah.
people don't want to come. It's cold outside and, you know.
It's cold. I know it's cold. I've got to sleep in it. I know it's cold out there. But where is that street? Where are you? What part of the Philadelphia are you? Are you northeast, southwest, west Philadelphia? Center City, where are you?
It's, you want to Google it?
No, I want you to give me the address.
Okay, so it's
I want
on...
you to tell me where are you at right now? Where are you right now? You're in the office. What is the address of your office right now as we speak?
One Winding Drive.
Where is it at? South Philadelphia? West Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Center City? Northeast? Where?
I'm giving you the address so you can look.
Okay, but I'm asking you, what part of the city are you in?
Which part? One second.
Nowadays, bro. Oh, are you in North Philadelphia? Or are you in Northeast Philadelphia? Are you in South Philadelphia? Are you in
Northeast.
Okay. You're in Northeast.
Yep.
Okay, give me a landmark of where your office is at. What's next to you? What's the nearest store next to you?
I'm not sure. Let me have my intake team call you, okay?
Okay. Do that.
All right.
All right. Bye.
No problem.